This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to get into the big North Korea situation coming up in the next segment. Mattis says we've got to be ready for military options. Is this Trump's calm before the storm? The answer is yes. But first, Antifa's playbook revealed, a key report by John Baum. And we'll get that report lined up for you here in a minute. Again, Antifa's playbook revealed. This is a John Baum report. As we face the coming tide of violence that Antifa, the Democratic Socialists, and other treasonous groups are fomenting, it's important to see their tactics for what they are. And that is to create as much destabilization and problems in our country. Here's part of the report.
As we face the coming tide of the violence that Antifa, the Democratic Socialists, and other treasonous groups are fomenting, it's important to see their Zelenskyite tactics for what they are. In Saul Alinsky's handbook for the coming uprising of the left, titled Rules for Radicals, we can clearly see how Zelensky's rules are being applied. Rule number one, power is not what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have.
Well, let's be clear that Antifa are not calling on the government to censor anyone. In fact, they resist the notion of turning to the government or turning to the police, who we've seen have been infiltrated by white supremacists, who have been sympathetic to the court, sort of return to law and order notion of fascism. And so the idea is the real enemies of free speech are fascists. We've seen that historically.
Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people.
What about when an Antifa member stabbed a police horse in the neck with a knife? Was the horse a racist Trump supporter?
Yes. So the horse...
I didn't know horses could vote.
You see, the horse is a tool of the police, and the police, under the Trump administration, have been increasingly intolerant, militarized.
Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy.
No, but you are an easy person to dislike.
I mean, no, I'm an easy person to target by fascists. That's why this organization called Far Left Watch is going through my tweets, finding tweets from 3 weeks back, and I don't know if you've gone through my Twitter.
Number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Number five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon.
As someone who has cops in my family, I'm offended by that. Because the people I know who are cops, they have kids.
Are they immortal?
Number six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more.
Hey, my dear friends,
fascist USA, no Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Number eight, keep the pressure on. Never let up.
As blood is actually reflected in Las Vegas' rising sun, she decides to manipulate the pain, the anger, and direct it toward lawful gun owners. She tweets, imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier. Hillary, there's a reason you lost the election. As Americans come together, you seek to divide, not sympathize, not empathize, showing just how hollow a tin man you are.
Number nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. Number 11, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog.
For every few minutes, somebody gets killed and a certain percentage are black. Yeah, and 9 out of 10 blacks are being killed by blacks. And these Soros-handled groups, their answer is ban guns. I always hear that. You know, the NRA is the new Klan because black people are getting shot in areas where they ban the guns. 9 out of 10 blacks that are shot in this country, look it up, are shot by other black people.
Number 12, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. Number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it.
White people, not me, because you know what out there? in the premises of the university, I deal with microaggressions on the daily, as do other people of color. And you have people out there wearing hats like those. Y'all don't say s*** about it.
Because I have a right to.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, riding shotgun with us this hour is one of my great advisors that I consult here live on air and sometimes privately about what he thinks. He's a former Army intelligence officer that came highly recommended by smart folks currently in government. But also, I've been having him on the show for a good 15 years. I was first reading some of his near future novels 20 years ago, really charting different scenarios of America taking back the country peacefully or violently during a civil war in a fight against globalism. And so now we're beyond near future. We are in the substantive future here and affecting the battle space of the near future and medium term future as well. So we'll talk to James Wesley Rawls joining us. He also has one of the biggest survival blogs out there, survivalblog.com. We'll be going to him in just a moment. But it is unbelievable that they've come out in Newsweek with high-level government counterterrorism experts saying, you better watch out because it looks like ISIS might be involved in this. And then you've got other articles with them changing the timeline, saying, okay, he shot 6, 7, 8 minutes before a security guard and other stuff went on. Folks, we've got the videos. I've had one of the former leaders of SEAL Team 6, top ballistics guy in federal court, and he's a federal air marshal, and it goes on and on. Craig Sawyer on. He's got TV shows on History and Discovery Channel where he's a ballistics expert. And he says, clearly, there's two guns going off the first 2.5 minutes. Which is what witnesses say, and it's down the road at another hotel where witnesses said there was glass shell casings, people being shot. So there's a cover-up, and the media is trying to walk it back right now, and their new thing is to say that I said nobody died there. I've never said that. I watched the footage when it came out. I'm not watching it again, but it's real people. It was really happened. It was very graphic, and as a father, I don't like watching it because even though the girls were 16, 18 years old, I got a 13-year-old daughter, and it just tears my guts out to watch them dying. Because there's video of people dying, and there's no faking that. There's not enough Academy Awards in the world to fake it. You see that light go out of somebody's eyes while they're coughing blood up. It's not funny. Now, there is so much going on that front, and I've got sources that say they basically know what's going on, but they can't talk to me now. They just put out the leads that ISIS connections, Middle East connections. He did go to the Middle East, we now learn. We told you that last Monday. We told you first his girlfriend went. We told you about the receipts, and we told you about him there 3 days before and a woman visiting. Folks, we broke it all. We broke it all. And by we broke it all, we had a lot of the original first leads, and then 4chan, and the autistic army, and that's what they call themselves. They call themselves autistic in a nice way, meaning they're so obsessed with the knowledge that 4chan and the internet and Reddit, the Donald, get half the credit. and then the other researchers on the web, and sure, InfoWars, but it's not about credit. The media takes me on as the lead elephant to try to discredit me. And then it tries to attach things to what I've said to cover up the real evidence. So we're going to cover this now because James Wesley Rawls has been predicting that this is all coming, that Antifa would quickly morph into a merger with Islamic groups and become like the Weatherman meets Islam, meets radical Orthodox Islam. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll do North Korea and Mattis, the call before the storm, saying that the army must have all options on the table when speaking to the army. That's coming up. But you've got, I mean, here's Newsweek. If ISIS was behind the Las Vegas attack, there's a terrifying reason it hasn't proven it. And they get into letting the government deny it, then showing it later, or they have sleeper cells that are going to be activated when they release the next video, which is what we were told by our White House source. And we had that out and Drudge linked to that on Monday. So this is real, folks. I mean, you know. The media goes, Jones claims he has former Navy SEAL ballistics experts. They know Craig was on saying that last week. And they know our other sources are real. They know that. They know full well we gave the president the information on our PIO. He looks at Drudge all the time on his phone, but he's more obsessed with the New York Times, which I think is silly. They don't have any power left, but he looks at them a lot. He looks at Drudge a lot. He looks at InfoWars some, but mainly when he sees it on Drudge. And then some of his people give him info from InfoWars. And sometimes I get phone calls. But he didn't know about our bio because Hannity, and he's got a lot on his plate, hadn't covered it. He watches Hannity every night or he tapes it. That's why you want to talk to the president. That's the most important show in America because he watches Sean Hannity. And I just give you the intel, folks. They know that. And I'm not going to even, that's why they try to get Hannity off the air. They admit because of that. I mean, that's how surrounded the president is. So joining us is James Wesley Rawls. James, how amazing is this that they're now changed the timeline, admitted was shooting earlier, now saying, okay, ISIS connections. What do you think's going on here? Why do you think it's being covered up? Or what's your intel suggester? Pardon me? We have a problem with the Skype. It's just disconnected. Skype's a wonderful technology, but I tell you, James is out in the boonies, to say the least. So it's the next best thing to a string and 10 cans. We get him in studio sometimes. His face hasn't been seen in about 10 years. We'll get James Wesley Rawls' take on all of this as soon as we reconnect with him. And while we're waiting, let's just go ahead and get into North Korea first. Here's the cryptic statement by the president last week talking about the calm before the storm. And clearly he's talking about North Korea, but also Iran's threatening preemptive strikes on U.S. ships. So, you know, there's not just our government out there that's got its problems. There's other bad governments, okay? And so North Korea is out of control. I'm not calling for strikes on them, but what if they strike? You know, we've got to be in a strong posture here so that we can back them down and get some detente going. A lot of folks criticizing Trump on being strong on North Korea, I think, are encouraging our enemies, quite frankly. Because this is not the same old neocon government, in my view. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this clip. This is the calm before the storm, in case you missed it.
Well, maybe the calm before the storm. Lester Storm, it could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is
we have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we have great people. Thank you all for coming, gentlemen. Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
But give us a hint on your end.
Thank you, everybody.
Now, the reason we play that is obviously it builds up to this. This is on InfoWars.com. Raquel Phelan Mattis. Army must be ready for military options on North Korea. We've got to be ready to ensure that we have military options that our president can employ. Defense Secretary said, and this was while he was addressing a meeting of the Army, the Association of the United States Army Convention in Washington, D.C. Here it is.
Unsurprisingly, about Korea. And I suspect you're probably not going to reveal to us the intricate details of your Korea strategy. But what can the U.S. military do to lessen the likelihood of conflict on the Korean Peninsula?
Oh, what a great question. We talked about Korea for a minute because it's on all of our minds. And you know there's a reason that I recommended T.R. Fehrenbach's book that we all pull it out and read it one more time. But ladies and gentlemen, it is right now a diplomatically led, economic sanctioned, buttressed effort to try to turn North Korea off this path. Now, what does the future hold? Neither you nor I can say. So there's one thing the U.S. Army can do, and that is you have got to be ready to ensure that we have military options that our president can employ if needed. We currently are in a diplomatically led effort. And how many times have you seen the UN Security Council vote unanimously, now twice in a row, to impose stronger sanctions on North Korea? And remember, the Security Council has countries like France and Russia, China, the United States. You know who's on there. And all voted unanimously on this. The international community has spoken, but that means the U.S. Army must stand ready. And so if you're ready, that's your duty at this point in time. And I know the Army will always do its duty. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
Thank you for having
me. We'll be back. I mean, the fact is that the UN's behind this. That shows you how belligerent North Korea's been. And again, I don't want war, but this is serious.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your head. That's right. The truth will set you free. James Lindsay Rawls is joining us via phone now. Former Army Intel officer, best-selling author, survivalblog.com. What do you want to tackle first? Before he got cut off, as you know, they've come out and changed the timeline. Said he was shooting before, shot a security guard. Now security analysts are in Newsweek saying maybe it was ISIS. That's what I was told by folks in the hostage rescue team, let's just say surrounding it. I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, those are real sources, and everything they told me is now bearing out. I'm not going to repeat the whole laundry list, but went to the Middle East, his girlfriend, all of it was radicalized. They believe that he did have help. We broke all that first. Now it's coming out. What do you make of that? Then we'll get into North Korea, Antifa, and more, James.
Well, I have to agree that the change in the timeline is significant. And to try to piece together why he would have supposedly committed suicide right in the middle of his shooting spree when he'd shot up less than half the ammunition that he had there in the room.
Yeah, they told me that the local...
photos that have come out show that there were, I could see 18 of the 100-round Surefire magazines sitting there in a pile, a neat pile, ready to be loaded and fired. So what happened? Really odd to see the timeline changed in terms of the reason of why he might have committed suicide, thinking that the room would be rushed. That went away. So what triggered that? The other thing I wanted to mention that's significant is the same thing I mentioned to Rob Dew last week, and that is Stephen Paddock was a private pilot. And as I'm sure you know, most people who get involved in general aviation get aircraft on the brain. If he was a private pilot and he knew how to pilot light aircraft, why wouldn't he simply do a landing gear up crash landing on that field full of 20,000 people? He probably could have killed 200 or 300 people without even having a bomb on board the aircraft.
Conservatively.
Landing gear up.
Exactly. If he came in at full speed gear up, he would just slice through probably 1,000 people.
Yeah. So there's so many unanswered questions here, so much conflicting information. Unless or until the government releases the video that Stephen Paddock supposedly was taking of himself doing the shooting, I'm going to be completely incredulous.
Well, again, just to show how good our sources are, they said, no, he was taken out by police. We know several got wounded, we now learn, and that the HRT was behind them. But everything they told us is the truth so far. And so I guess I haven't gotten more information since then. I guess they've been ordered to stand down or just not tell the truth. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, we're certainly being treated like mushrooms on this one. They're keeping us in the dark, and you know what they're feeding us. So we just need to be forward-leaning on this. We need to push our elected representatives and push the folks in the law enforcement community to get the information out there, the real truth of what happened, out. And I suspect that we're going to find that he did have connections to ISIS, firm connections. And this really should be labeled an act of radical Islamic terrorism.
What do you make of Newsweek saying, okay, it might be ISIS? I mean, they're kind of walk back now their claims that it was preposterous. Why would the FBI, within hours of the event and ISIS taking responsibility, rule them out when they never do that before? And generally, even AP admits, ISIS normally only takes credit for what they've done.
Right. I think it was incredibly irresponsible of the FBI, at the very least, and probably nefarious of them to rule out an ISIS connection. I don't see how they had the evidence in hand that early on to make that kind of call. I don't think they could. In fact, we're still waiting for some substantive information to come out, and I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out of either the intelligence community or high-level law enforcement telling us exactly what the connection between Stephen Paddock and ISIS was. Now, granted, his wife was from the northern Philippines, and I don't know whether or not she had an Islamic background or not, but even in the absence of that, anyone who's had contact with Islamic recruitment videos could have conceivably become a convert to Islam and become an ISIS sympathizer or an ISIS shock troop.
Well, look, law enforcement told us connections, traveling to the Middle East, all of it before that was in the news. That was proof right there what they gave us. And now it's all starting to come out. But just like Benghazi, I don't think they're going to be able to cover this up. I know from a White House source why Trump has basically sat on this, because they're telling him, we're not sure still yet, but, sir, if it is ISIS, we think there's codes in the attack that may launch a larger attack. And because they know Trump is into military secrecy and not telling folks what you know, so they're kind of using that against the president so then some of the deep state Democrats can make this about gun control instead of validating the president about the danger of the Islamic invasion. And ISIS saying, as you know, the last 2 years, their main push is getting white Westerners who can blend in to carry out the attacks. That's what they've said they've been targeting. Their next big push has been that.
Yes, and that's quite believable. Now, if Trump is holding back, withholding information that he has, it may be, very well be because folks in the intelligence community or in the Pentagon may have told him that they have some sort of counterstrike planned, or that there might be a sources and methods issue with releasing information. I wouldn't be surprised at all if folks in the NSA had some intercepts that connected Stephen Paddock to ISIS. But because of the sensitivity of sources and methods, that can't be released publicly.
That's just like in World War II, the British, for 4 years of the war, had Enigma, had the code, but a lot of times had to let submarines sink the fleets, had to let them do it because they only needed it for those critical times to win the war.
Yeah, it very well could be an OPSEC issue like that.
Wow. Amazing, just to see this unfolding. What does your gut tell you, just looking at the whole thing?
Well, my gut tells me that, A, there was more than one person involved. The hotel records alone point to that. B, there could be a ISIS connection. And C, I think that Stephen Paddock was either a mind control subject or manipulated by possibly a FBI team infiltration, where they may have orchestrated some of these events, just like they did the first bombing.
Stay there. This is so important. I want you to flesh this out because I know you're an expert on this. Again, James Lizzie Rawls, survivalblog.com, amazing info. Because he would lay in bed for hours screaming, not knowing who he was, according to his girlfriend and more. His brother looks like a mind control head. Let's talk about this straight ahead.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, when I say there are dozens of videos, I've probably watched, I don't want to exaggerate, close to 100. I've watched more than 10 videos shot of the people dead and dying during the shooting and after in the first few minutes. But I thought, hey, let's show you some of the new videos people are pointing out. I mean, they were shot the day of the event live. But as folks, citizen researchers, dig through this, they're finding more and more videos that show the exact same rate of fire, the exact same things we hear from different areas. And we do have a leading national acoustics expert who is doing modeling right now, and it's pointing towards multiple shooters, and it's pointing towards, but he's still researching it, not being a bump stock. They're able with acoustic signatures to even tell you what firearms they are. And I can tell you, there's a heavier machine gun, not a crank, that's on a belt. And that's what all the guys that are experts, Navy SEALs and Army people, Green Berets, and others have told us. They've been saying the same thing since the day it happened. I called all the Green Berets and military guys and special ops people. I called a bunch of them. And they all said the same thing. And now it's coming out. So let me play this new video. Let's put it on screen so I can plug the YouTube channel that has this. People can go see the full video. That's the Alternative News and Info Report. As you can see, that went up on October 9th. This is just one of the new ones I hadn't seen. Again, it's from the day, but they've got it and put it on their channel. New video services proves multiple shooters in Vegas. And this fits into all the other videos, just from a different angle, a different area. So let's go ahead and roll some of this footage. I'm going to play that for James Rosie Rawls. Now let's play the cab driver footage shot right under the window in the parking lot at Mandalay. And you can hear it far off distant. Sounds like it's close to a mile away. A different firearm. Pop, 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 pop. And then you hear something that sounds like an M4 or AR-15, you know, that's closer together. Right above, ladies and gentlemen. And it's all happening the first 2.5 minutes. There's only one gun going off or one person shooting at a time after that. But in the first 2.5 minutes, here it is.
Now it sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Position when it goes off, it's 10 times louder. Then she moves and it's still loud. People say, oh, it's because she drove away. No. She's still in the same spot when you hear it being a lot louder and right above. That's where the reported shooting was coming from. So that is powerful. James Wesley Rawls.
Alex, I think you're right. There's three distinct sound signatures there. One is an echo, but the other... The very first shooting you heard was shooting from in the distance, and then you had shooting from up close. And the cyclic rate sounded like it was right around 600 rounds a minute, and that could have been an M4 with a long magazine and with a heavy buffer to slow the cyclic rate down. But to me, that sounded like an M249, which is a belt-fed. I have serious doubts that we're getting the whole story about what happened that night, about how many people were shooting, and where all the shooting was originating. There's some information that came out in the last couple of days about shooting that took place in the front lobby of the Bellagio Hotel.
Yes, we've got witnesses all saying casings, glass, the police saying get in. It's very compelling.
Right. So we definitely have at least two different locations where there was shooting going on, and we're definitely not getting the whole story. I really want to have folks dig into this forensically and see what happened. And to get back to our previous subject on possible mind control or infiltration by either government informants.
You were getting into case points where they find a mentally ill person, wind them up, control them, and they believe they're being handled by a foreign power, but they're being handled by the FBI. I mean, even the New York Times admits that the FBI, out of 100 terror plots hatch 98 of them.
Right. We very well could have a situation where Stephen Paddock might have even been in a situation like in the fictional movie Conspiracy Theory, where they had an individual who was mentally imbalanced and in a delicate state, and convince him that he's actually helping the government when he's actually being used as a patsy, as a fall guy. And it very well could have been orchestrated by means of contacts away from his home, where even if Mary Lou Danley, his girlfriend, were to testify, she wouldn't have a thing to say, because I think if you look at his travel pattern, which was amazing for a guy who's supposedly a professional gambler, he was bouncing around between southern Nevada, Texas, and northern Arizona on a regular basis. And that would have given plenty of opportunity for him to be touching base with a FBI handler or a...
Well, I was about to say, his MO,
or whatever.
His MO fits a gun runner or narcotics trafficker who's being controlled Fast and Furious style, who's laundering millions of dollars every quarter through these things, but that he was just a useful idiot bag man being used to do it, paying for everything, his family, his brother's now being investigated for narcotics trafficking. I mean, you've got this whole, and then the hotel lying about him getting there, you know, 3 days later, and the receipts. I mean, what does all that say?
Yeah, and I have never heard of a professional gambler that plays video poker, because it's not like a live poker game where you can watch the dealer and the dealing is
going on. No, it's programmed where you lose 65% of the time.
Right. So how do you – you're not going to make up for that on volume.
Exactly.
I think he was there to launder money, and he had to spend all those hours in the casino and do that volume of gambling to cover the amount of money that had to be.
Sure. I mean, look, his dad's a famous bank robber, a psychopath, to try to run over FBI agents. The whole family's been handled. It's coming out. The brothers are basically snitches. I mean, this guy's the classic cutout snitch that thought he was a tough guy, told women he was a secret agent, told women he was a psychopath, when what he really was just some cutout decoy slime bag.
I think you very well may be right that we are not being told the whole story about Stephen Paddock, what his motivations were, who was controlling him, and what he thought he was doing. It could have been either a false flag or a third flag operation. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with the term third flag, but typically, like in the case of a famous American spy named Pollock.
Hold on, stay there. Let's come back and finish up with different types of false flags, third flags, different double crosses, triple agents, quadruple agents, all sorts of decoy operations. Let's talk about that on the other side, then get into the big enchilada, North Korea, with our guest, James Wesley Rawls. They now admit a possible strike on North Korea is the talk of the calm before the storm. Straight ahead, survivalblog.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And by the way, you power all the sites. When you spread the links and articles, you are the resistance. It's an info war. Spread those links and articles today. We'll be right back.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are our new sites. In the next hour, I have open phones, and I'm going to cover all the other big breaking news on the economy, you name it. James Wesley Rawls and SurvivalBlog.com, former Army intel officer, best-selling author, is our guest. But let's play that clip, just one more of this video showing the same thing, from Sunday night, where you can, as he said, hear faraway shooting, close shooting, and then there's echoes and bullets bouncing around in the middle of it if you want to slow it down. But, I mean, it's just totally clear. And of course, the video I played earlier is even clearer, but here it is. Right there, you can hear overlapping fire. That's clearly two different rifles, two different cadences crossing over each other. Just spectacularly obvious. James Wesley Rawls continuing with what a triple flag is.
Okay, sure. A third flag operation is where an individual is led to believe that they will be infiltrating an organization in their country on behalf of another country. And I mentioned Jonathan Pollard. He was a CIA analyst who was who became an intelligence intelligence asset for the government of Israel back in the 1980s, and he was eventually released, I think, in around 2015. But a lot of times people will be brought into intelligence operations and led to believe that they're going to be representing a third country. That, say, for example, Stephen Paddock was told that he would either be representing the United States government or another friendly pro-Western government to infiltrate ISIS on as an operative. But in fact, he was being played, where this was a Reichstag-style operation where they wanted to actually have a terrorist incident take place that they could blame on another country. Or
sure, just to be clear, I kind of fumbled the term, but I've read about third flags going back hundreds of years ago, different governments in wars between Spain and England doing it, when these terms first got developed of false flag, third flag, and they had a whole bunch of other terms, just like they have for, you know, picking up sea garbage, flotsam, jetsam, I mean, it just goes on and on, all these weird naval terms that these come from. But when I call it triple flag, isn't this kind of a term that is there, a triple cross, where again, you think you're doing one thing, working for another group, but it's really another group, and you're being set up as a decoy, basically.
Right. It's conceivable that there was a foreign intelligence agency or a terrorist group that made it look like he was operating on behalf of the United States government. You know, basically doing a good service for his own country.
Well, sure, that's easy to do. I mean, that's the whole plot of the movie Sniper that came out a few years ago. That's a very powerful film. Have you seen that with Mark Wahlberg?
Yes, I have. And that is a good comparison. That's a comparable situation.
That's a third flag.
Happened.
That's a third flag.
That's a third flag operation. Right.
He's told he's getting ready to address dangers of the president and his security, so see if you can get in the sniper position, see if you can carry this attack out, and then really they just intend to have him doing a drill where they end up killing him and then making it look like he did it.
Right. And
another third flag would be Arlington Road, where the professor thinks he's going to stop the bombing, but they actually set him up.
Right. And in the case of Stephen Paddock, there was almost an hour that went by between the time the shooting started out on the firing from the building down to the concert below. There was almost an hour that went by. So the coroner's not going to be able to determine exactly when he was killed or whether he killed himself. So there may have been someone else doing all of the shooting.
Well, I was about to say, what does it signify?
The first shots were ever fired.
What does it signify that my sources that have proven accurate so far, the only part that hasn't been proven now that they told me was that indeed he was shot by the police, did not commit suicide?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Because, again, at the time he stopped shooting, he still had a number of weapons that had never been fired. So even if he was having mechanical problems with the weapons he was shooting, there was a number of weapons that had never been fired. There were stacks of loaded magazines still sitting there, neatly stacked, ready to be fired. And without anyone bursting through the doors, what was his reason for then? Did he have some sudden change of heart where he wanted to kill himself? It just doesn't fit. It doesn't match. And
well, we now know we've been saying that, James, and now we know the whole official story is unraveling. And first we had the sheriff going, he had to have help, and we're looking at radicalization, and then they kind of pulled back from that, and now their narrative's unraveling. What do you think's going on? I think we've got patriot leakers that they're having to get out ahead of because they know people are pissed off and about to release more.
Well, certainly their initial narrative about the timeline of when the hotel security guard came to the door, they had to change that because that completely unraveled on them. But unfortunately, that took away the convenient reason for Stephen Paddock to have committed suicide, which was he was in fear that he was in imminent danger of having the room rushed by a SWAT team. So I think we're being fed a lot of lies here, and the truth will come out. The truth will prevail because we live in the internet age. We live in the age of ubiquitous cell phones with cameras built in.
Of ubiquitous humat. There's so many people documenting right. everything that Big Brother's now been turned against Big Brother.
Right, and you know, if you notice on YouTube, there are now videos being released that synchronize 3, 4, or 5 videos together based on the firing pattern.
And it's lining up.
They're syncing all these up. So it's like having multiple human assets on the ground at multiple locations. You can't lie yourself around a situation like that. The truth will come out.
Well, my sources are real tight-lipped now, and I'm surprised they even gave us what we got, risking their lives undoubtedly, but they just say it's complete BS, and the guy was ISIS, Antifa, and that there were other shooters, and that he was going to the Middle East. And now it's all starting to come out, so now they're all completely silent. And my other sources just say, look, you're on target. We can't tell you, Alex, but you're on target.
Yeah, I think that as time goes on, more and more information is going to come out. And there's one other really interesting tidbit that you probably already mentioned on your show, and that is an airplane that he previously owned ended up being sold to an intelligence defense contractor in Chantilly, Virginia.
I saw that, but I didn't ever cover it. Stay there and do 5 more minutes with us. I want to get into North Korea with you just briefly on the other side of this break. Just amazing to have James Wesley Rawls here. And I'm just jumping in a lot, not to interrupt, but just we're adding info to each other and just really building this picture because there's so much I haven't even gotten into. I mean, it's just crazy what a cover-up it is. But I don't plan to be breaking all this. We're just looking at what humanity is discovering, covering it, but it locks in with what the FBI hostage rescue team folks told us, and from what other sources said. So this is just, to be this right, it's just to see you and your own research listeners be so right compared to MSM's lies and then have Newsweek having to admit, okay, maybe ISIS did do it. I mean, this is getting crazy, and you're seeing the cratering of their credibility. Go to survivalblog.com. You'll find his great books, James Wesley Rawls, and more. Be sure and support our great guests. Great information, and please support InfoWars. We're ending Secret 12, high-quality methylcobalamin B12 for 40% off today. We've got Emmerich's Essentials 50% off. That's ending today. Oxy Powder 25% off, ending today. We've got Brain Force Plus 50% off. That's going to run for another week or so, but that's it. The 50% off Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth Formula with turmeric, chaga mushroom, and so much more. That's got to end soon. I'm not sure how soon, but definitely in the next 4 to 5 days. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And if you sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off on stuff you're going to want to reorder, like high-quality coffee or Brain Force Plus or X2 or Lung Cleanse or any of the great products, Secret 12, you name it. You can cancel anytime. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And folks, we love this fight. I want to win. I want to take the globalist on. I'm not complaining, but we are hair on fire at Mach 5000 with the enemy coming after us. So when you fund us financially and buy great products and spread the word, it is an act of savage rebellion in the info war against the globalists. So you are the heart and blood of this operation. Please continue to support us and pray for us and buy the products.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Support